Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission voted to keep Alfonso Morales as police chief through January 2020. Republican State Representative Dale Coinga, who is now running for state Senate, says the reason he took a protest sign from the Capitol is because his military training taught him that it was a safety risk. Taxpayers now have to pay $30,000 to settle the lawsuit resulting from Coinga's action. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The man who died in the Beaver Dam apartment explosion last month had a chemical laboratory in his apartment, as well as white supremacist material, several guns, and more than 2,000 rounds of ammunition. Brewers closer Corey Knebel collapsed on the mound in the ninth inning last night with a painful leg injury. He will undergo an MRI today to determine the severity of the injury. And the Brewers lost to the Cubs last night 8-0. They play game two of that four-game series tonight at Miller Park. Okay, here is read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission voted to keep Alfonso Morales as police chief through January 2020. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled yesterday it would not consider the John Doe 2 case investigating Governor Walker's campaign and would for now leave it up to a Brown County judge. And the Bucks lost to the Nets last night 119-111. They have three games remaining in the regular season. Their next game is Saturday in New York against the Knicks. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Tomorrow is the Wisconsin Labor History Society's 37th annual conference, this time focusing on women and the labor movement. The conference will be held at the Laborers Local 113 Hall on Appleton Avenue from 8:30 to 3 o'clock tomorrow. And the Bucks lost to the Nets last night, 119-111. They have three games remaining in the regular season. Their next game is Saturday in New York against the Knicks. Okay, here is the weather forecast. Outside this afternoon, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Lows tonight in the mid-teens. Tomorrow, sunny but cold. Highs tomorrow only in the low 30s. Sunday, increasing clouds with highs in the mid-30s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.